There are a few things I want to mention before I go into my homily, and this is regarding the coronavirus and the information that has been sent out from the diocese. And I want to point out three things. First of all, you probably noticed that in around the church, the holy water has been taken away to prevent any cross-contamination. Secondly, regards to Holy Communion, there will only be under one species. There will be no precious blood. For those of you who receive communion in the tongue, it is encouraged that you receive in the hand during this time, so that, again, there won't be any contamination. If you still wish to receive on the tongue, we will do so, but we encourage you to receive on the hand. And lastly, for those of you who are ill and those who perhaps could be compromised, the obligation to attend Mass on Sunday has been suspended temporarily. So again, if you're not feeling well, we encourage you perhaps to stay home and to pray, because this way we hope that you get better as soon as possible. We heard this in our first reading today. Is the Lord in our midst or not? In my third year as a student in theology, there were two other classmates and I who wanted to go to Africa to spend our diaconal summer. And in our traveling there, we stopped first of all in Egypt. And one of the things that we did is we traveled from Cairo down to Luxor, which is the Valley of the Kings. We took the train there, and when we found our lodging, we wanted to go out to the Valley of the Kings where King Tut was buried. And being a student, you're as poor as church mice, so you really try to economize as much as you can. So the cheapest form of travel was to rent bicycles. We didn't really think ahead because that day was 120 degrees in the shade. And when we finally got to King Tut's tomb, we could have cared less if he rose from the dead. We were dying of thirst. And the water there, you have to be careful because it could have parasites. So the safe thing to drink was lemonade. I think we each drank a gallon of lemonade by ourselves. We saw King Tut's tomb, drank another gallon of lemonade, and then pedaled our way back to where we were staying. We know how valuable water is. We need water. We need it, first of all, for cleansing, but we also need it to stay alive. And so we know how important good water is. But as we heard in our first reading for today, we heard how the Israelites had forgotten what water had done for them, taking them out of slavery to make them free. But they had forgotten. And really for us in baptism, we perhaps forgotten the same thing. Water has washed away our sins and has given us new life in Christ. In looking at our first reading today, taken from the book of Exodus, we're in the midst of what is called three complaints that were lodged against voice to God, but also then directed to Moses. The Israelites had already received the Ten Commandments, and the first complaint was that they said to Moses, "Here we are, we have no bread to eat." So the next morning, God gave them manna from the sky in which they could gather bread to eat. Their next complaint was that they didn't have any meat to eat. And they said, "You know, why did you bring us out here? We could have stayed in Egypt and we could have had meat to eat." The next morning, God provided quail for them to eat. Now, this one is the third complaint. And here they come to Moses once again, grumbling and complaining, "We have no water." So God revealed to Moses that he would provide water from them to stand before this rock, to strike it once, and there'll be plenty of water to drink. Now, in these three miracles, you would think in itself they would remind themselves that God indeed is with us. He is in our midst. But they had quickly had forgotten. Going back to when God led them out of slavery from the land of Egypt, they crossed over the Red Sea that was parted. And when they crossed to the other side, the water came back and destroyed the Egyptians. That in itself should have told them that God was with them and saved them. He took them out of a land of slavery and would be directing them to the land, the promised land, where they would find freedom. This would be kind of like a baptism for them. But how quickly they forgot. How quickly they would forget that God isn't in their midst. This Lenten season has us to focus in on our own sinfulness and times that we have forgotten our baptism, where we were washed clean and made whole. And then the life of Christ is given to us to show us that he is with us. But how quickly we forget that we turn back to our old sins. This Lenten season reminds us to focus in on perhaps a couple of sins so that we can strive to be perfected, to overcome our sinfulness, to strive for holiness. Maybe it is grumbling, maybe it is quarreling, but perhaps it's probably something else that we really need to work on in this season. If we really believe that God is indeed in our midst, it's a time for us to come back to him with all our hearts, to change, and to remember why we were baptized. Not to be caught up in the slavery of sin, but enjoy the life of freedom and life in Christ. Let us once again turn back to the Lord our God. Let us remember our freedom, that we are now free from sin to love and serve Christ.
Please check the bulletin for activities this week. A limited number of booklets on the church windows, written by Anne Grunwald, are available at the entrances to the churches. Please take a copy, one per family, and know what's in our beautiful windows. Script is available to be purchased right after this Mass.